The warrior prince. He was an old-time native warrior. The most decorated in our land. Born and raised in Manitoba. Of the Brokenhead Ojibwe band. Tommy was a native warrior prince. Which just happens to be his name. He went to war for his country. And suffered many hardships and pain. Tommy was a native Canadian. And in his early days, went hunting and fishing and trapping. As he learned of the native ways, he was a descendant of Pegasus, a legendary chief of the Ojibwe, who led his people from Sault Ste. Marie. Back in 1793, Tommy Prince was a Canadian hero from a couple of long-ago wars. He went to fight for his country on those far-off distant shores. Tommy had many battle honors. He could infiltrate the enemy with ease. Usually he would work all alone, crawling on his hands and knees. His eyes were bright and piercing, like two blazing laser beams. As he continued on with his war job, he was the ultimate fighting machine. Tommy was with the 1st Special Forces, a Canadian-American brigade. They were the toughest of the toughest the U.S. and Canada ever made. The Germans called them Black Devils because they smeared their faces black. They would infiltrate the enemy lines and then safely to their lines make it back. When he was behind the enemy lines, he would leave his calling card. It said, "The worst is yet to come. So you better be on your guard." He loved the Canadian uniform. He said it made him a better man. As he terrorized the enemy and fought with them hand to hand. Once he walked for 72 hours without any water or food. To locate an enemy encampment, who he knew were up to no good. He returned to the Allied position, and led his brigade to the German force. They captured over 1,000 men, who became their prisoners of war. Tommy had the honor to meet the king. In 1944, he was summoned to Buckingham Palace. Where he received 2 medals more. He was in World War II and Korea, and was a member of the Devil's Brigade. Over 20 years later, after the war, a movie about the brigade was made. Tommy Prince died in Winnipeg in November of 77. The most decorated Aboriginal in history. The medals he received were 11. Bob Bartlett, North Bay.